All this for a loaf of bread. Perhaps there was a moon in the sky somewhere, but her brother the sun ruled now, and everything faded into the whiteness of the hot day, which was even hotter on a glaringly bright sun-bleached roof. "Safe," Aladdin said with a grin, clutching his dearly gotten treasure. He took a quick look over the edge of the building to make sure no one saw him up there, his dark arms flexing with easy strength as he held his chest off the rough bricks. Then he sat down, relaxed, getting ready to break his precious prize in half. His large, clear brown eyes twinkled in happy expectation. "One loaf of bread, more valuable than all the cold, glittering gems at the bazaar." The little monkey next to him chattered in anticipation. Abu had been a last gift from his mother. Aladdin's father, of course, had never come back from seeking his fortune abroad. Aladdin had never believed in that fairy tale anyway, so it was no great loss. But his mother had been afraid of his becoming too wild, too much of a loner without a real family. She'd thought a pet would tame him. And perhaps it had, except that he stole for both of them now. "And lunch is finally served," Aladdin said, gesturing at his friend with the bread.
"Stop! Thief!"
Abu fled. Aladdin leapt up. Somehow the market guards had actually managed to clamber up the ladder onto the roof behind him. Two had made it up, anyway, with an enraged Rasul following close behind. These days he wore the striped turban crowned with a black onyx that marked him as a captain of the guard. Despite their run-ins, even Aladdin had to admit that the man had risen honestly through the ranks. But that didn't mean Aladdin liked him.
"I'll have your hands for a trophy, street rat," Rasul bellowed.
He puffed as he dragged his body up the ladder. He must have been doubly annoyed by the effort he had to expend to get up there. "All this for a loaf of bread?" Aladdin asked, exasperated. He had specifically chosen to lift it from one of the carts loaded up for a royal outing, a picnic for the Sultan, for one of his desert kite-flying romps or something equally ridiculous. As fat as he was, one tiny sultan couldn't possibly have missed one little loaf of bread. But apparently the guards could. And under the law, if an accuser chose to, he could have a thief's hand chopped off in punishment. And Rasul's scimitar was looking particularly shiny and pointy in the sunlight at the moment. So Aladdin leapt off the side of the building. Aladdin was many things. Quick, strong, clever, agile, fast-thinking, nimble. He was not rash. So while the guards stopped short, shocked at what seemed like a deadly, incredibly insane act, an only mildly nervous Aladdin plummeted down toward the street, grabbing at the clotheslines he knew would be there. There was, of course, always the chance that the ropes wouldn't hold. But Aladdin had luck on his side. Throwing his hands out only resulted in being hit in the head by clean laundry and getting rope burns as he slowed his descent. When it grew too painful to bear, he let go and landed with a bruising, bony crash on the dusty street. There was no time to reflect on his safety, his luck, or any injuries that would have to be looked at later. He had to plan his next move immediately to stay one step ahead of the guards who would be hurrying back down to see what had happened to him. The widow Gulbahar's robes were tangled around him. It occurred to Aladdin that if no one saw, he could easily wrap himself up in them and disguise himself as a pious, albeit ugly, girl, and sneak out through one of the harems. He paused as loud feminine laughter erupted above him. He looked up to see the widow herself leaning out a window and smiling not unkindly at him. Two other women stood nearby, where they'd been enjoying a good gossip before his exciting arrival. That would be their only pleasure today, before the task of finding food and work began.
"Isn't it a little early for you to be in trouble already, Aladdin?"
Gulbahar teased.
"You're... ouch! Only in trouble... ouch! If you get caught..."
Aladdin protested, trying not to show pain as he rose and joined them. He hoped they'd gotten the hint as he swirled a cloth around his head and neck. He leaned on the wall in what he hoped was a feminine way, throwing his hips out and keeping his back to the end of the alley where the guards would enter. Gulbahar rolled her